Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app, the biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
The number one topic of conversation between my wife and I and our teenagers is probably about their phones. Well, to be honest, it may be my wife telling me to get off my phone. The digital world, social media, there's no putting the toothpaste back in the tube. Your kids are going to be on it. It is part of the future. It is part of the present. It is a reality. But knowing how to navigate that reality is really hard and really stressful. And so one of the nation's experts on this is a researcher at Project Zero at Harvard. She's a lecturer at the Graduate School of Education. Dr. Emily Weinstein is with us here on the John Schuster Coldwell Banker Hotline. Emily, thanks for joining us on CCO.
Thanks for having me.
Star Tribune did a great column based on your work this weekend. So I wanted to talk to you directly because the book you co-authored, Behind Their Screens, What Teens Are Facing and Adults Are Missing, starts with a really provocative premise, which is basically that we as adults sort of don't really understand what's going on with our kids.
It's true. My co-author, Carrie James, and I have been studying teens and screens for over a decade. I'm a psychologist. Carrie's a sociologist. And in this book, what we share what we learned from our recent study with more than 3,500 teenagers about how they navigate the digital world and what they most wish adults understood. And frankly, their stories stopped us in our tracks. We wrote this book to reveal what teens are facing and ultimately to break down what's myth, what's reality, and how to have better conversations with the teens in your life.
What stopped you in your tracks? What was some of the surprising elements that you didn't expect?
One thing that we hadn't really appreciated is a kind of hidden toll of the current adolescent mental health crisis. It's on many of our radars. We're aware of rises in depression and anxiety, but a reality of more widespread mental health issues among teens is that even if a teen is not personally struggling, they are more likely than ever to have someone in their network or in their peer group who is. And social media has made it so that teens are seeing posts from others that raise a lot of puzzles about whether, when, and how to respond. Teens told us that they're feeling tremendous pressure to be available for friends who are struggling, and that this can be really hard when friends are saying to them, I really need you, and parents are simultaneously saying, get off your phone.
Wow. You know, I ran into that with one of my own kids who had a friend, and this was sort of middle school, a friend who was going through a mental health crisis, and it was incredibly stressful for my kid who had to navigate that, you know, at a really young age. I think this was seventh or eighth grade, and you think, this is tough stuff that kids, boy, what an interesting point, this idea that you're feeling mental health stress and anxiety, even if you yourself aren't in the throes of depression, because someone you know probably is.
Without a doubt. Huh. And we just heard that story you described about your daughter again and again and again from teens.
Yeah. What do kids want from us as adults? What do they want us to say or to do? Because I think as adults, you also understand that when your kid is in front of the screen for a long period of time, it affects them. They're not as upbeat usually. They're not as present in conversations. They're not always as focused. I guess I see the good and the bad, but the bad side of it is something that you definitely are aware of as a parent.
For sure. And I mean, I'm a parent, Carrie is too. We really feel that. And there's a long list of things teens wish adults understood.
That's been true as long as...
Enough to fill a book.
Yeah, yes.
So one big one that fits into that screen time piece you were just talking about is that observing teens on their phones can certainly make it seem like all they want is for us to leave them alone and so that they can just be on their phones all the time. But teens told us again and again really clearly that they do not want to feel dysregulated or like they can't control their habits. They said things like, the app TikTok runs my life, or I don't know why, I just can't seem to get off social media even when I want to. For sure, we know that design features are keeping them looking at their screen. So there's a reason that tech companies are using features like infinite scroll so you never reach the end of your newsfeed, or notifications that activate a neural response and this curious impulse to just check right away. We're all vulnerable to these designs, but the reality is that the developmental pulls are really amplified for teens. And so they need us to really help them in this way. And so often we as adults get stuck in this adults versus teens battle over screen time, where we are like the referee who just blows the whistle when they do something wrong or they have had too much time. We're just in this position of calling them out when they misstep. But teens told us that they really need their parents. They need help, and they need us to be more like coaches, where we're really helping them strategize around the tough stuff before an issue comes up, and when they're in it, trying to really navigate the hard plays they're facing.
We're talking with Dr. Emily Weinstein, the author of Behind Their Screens, What Teens Are Facing and Adults Are Missing. COVID, for me, was very eye-opening, Emily, because, you know, you worry about your kids with, well, all you do is worry about your kids, even if they're great kids or not great kids. I think all parents, we worry. But, you know, you used to have, I guess I had this idea that there was a, you know, too much playing video games was a bad thing. And I played video games as a kid, and I play games on my phone. COVID showed me that my kids and video games and the internet, it really was a way that they stayed in touch with their friends. I mean, we stopped complaining about them playing games because we hear them laughing and talking to their friends while they're gaming. It's so different than when we were kids playing alone, sort of the multiplayer aspect of things. This is very much in many ways how kids are hanging out with their friends. They may spend more time with their friends than you or I did when we were younger.
I know, and it's an essential realization, what you just described, which is that screen time is not just one thing that's impacting kids the same way all the time or impacting all kids the same, you know, the same way. We heard again and again from teens, and we saw this up close, that there are tremendous differences between an hour of screen time where you're laughing and hanging out with your friends and feeling incredibly connected, and an hour of screen time that leaves you feeling like your life doesn't measure up or you're not good enough or you're really isolated. And actually tuning into those differences, what our kids are doing during screen time and how they feel as a result of it, completely changes the way we think about navigating these decisions around kids and phones.
Is your sense that as parents, we need to spend more time kind of discussing in a positive way, like what's going on with our kids and their on life, the same way we might have a conversation about, you know, what did you learn in your social studies class today? Or do we need better ways of kind of managing and building fence posts about it?
Probably both. Teens told us they are itching to have different and better conversations with all the people in their lives, with their friends and with their parents and with their teachers and coaches around technology. But so often when we only ask about the negatives, they become even more hesitant to share what's hard for them because they worry that it will only confirm our worst fears. And so we end up inadvertently sort of shutting down the most important conversations. And if instead we pivot and we ask them what's great and we're open to hearing that, and then we also ask them what's hard, they understand that we see the complexity of this landscape that they're in, and it really changes the way that they will open up to us.
My kids just taught me while we were on vacation in your town about Be Real, that new app where you get a notification on your phone and you have 2 minutes to take a picture of wherever you are. So it's interesting how, like, you know, as soon as you think as a parent, like, all right, I got a handle on TikTok, now it's like, all right, Be Real. But it's kind of fun. Like, I see why my kids like it.
Yeah, in many ways, we are just chasing a constantly moving target when it comes to teens and technology. There feels like there's always a new app. And we're hearing a lot from teens about Be Real too. It's a great one to ask your teens about. And as with so many other social media platforms, we've heard really varied experiences. Some teens describe how that push to post a picture in the moment from Be Real feels much more real and authentic. Others describe how that pang has come every day at a time when they're alone or embarrassed of what they're doing. And it's almost been like a notification that their lives are not what they want them to be. And so recognizing that it really can go both ways is just so important.
Yeah. Really good stuff. The book is called Behind Their Screens. Dr. Emily Weinstein, we appreciate you being with us on CCO.
Thank you so much for having me.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.